This weekend, the FBI raided the home, office, and hotel room of President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Trump was quick to attack the move, calling it a witch hunt. But how serious is this? Joining us on the KSRO live line is Caroline Polisi, a federal and white-collar criminal defense attorney in New York, also a contributor to CNN. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about what this raid is focused on and also who did the raid?
Right. So based on reporting, it's not crystal clear, but I think the general consensus in the legal community is that this was a referral by the special counsel's office, by Robert Mueller and his team, to the SDNY, to the Southern District of New York. So it's a lateral move there. The issue we know, of course, the information that they wanted to seize had to do with the Stormy Daniels hush money payment. So I think, you know, and I wrote about this for CNN recently, you know, call it what you will, President Trump continues to call it a witch hunt, but it's actually, this move, I think, illustrates just how, and I use the word un-witch hunty, I think the investigation is, because if it were a witch hunt, Mueller and his team would have maintained jurisdiction over this. Now, there's another sort of conspiracy theory out there floating that the SDNY going in, raiding Cohen's office and his home and his hotel room, that was just a taint team. And what a taint team is, as we know, you know, many of these communications that are going to be seized likely have attorney-client privilege attached to them because Michael Cohen was, of course, Trump's personal lawyer. And so what a taint team does is they would do the initial search. They would execute the warrant initially, and then they would go through the material that they seized in an effort to wall off any privileged materials. And then they would disclose whatever material that they come up with that is not privileged to the team actually investigating. So there is, I know Preet Bharara, who's the former United States Attorney for the Southern District, has been saying that perhaps there is a theory that, you know, this SDNY and FBI team that went in there, that's just the taint team, that they're then going to refer all the information they get to Mueller. I think the more popular view is that this is going to stay within the jurisdiction of the Southern District of New York and be prosecuted. Whatever crimes may or may not come to fruition from the execution of this warrant, those crimes will be prosecuted by the Southern District.
So along with Donald Trump's assertion that this is a grand old witch hunt, he's also asserted the other day that it's a bunch of Democrats coming after him. They're all got right. It in for him. But if we look at this, right. Mueller is a Republican. Cohen was a Republican. And it turns out the guy who allowed the people to raid Cohen's office is a Trump appointee. So it turns out it's not a bunch of Democrats going after him, right?
Right. So Jeffrey Berman, he is the recent Trump appointee. Of course, Trump fired Preet Bharara, who I just mentioned there, as the former United States Attorney for the Southern District, and put in Jeffrey Berman in his place. Now, it's unclear at this point. We know Rosenstein, we know he definitely signed off on the warrant. We don't know whether or not there's been some reporting that Jeffrey Berman may have recused himself in this. So, but nonetheless, it's within his office. He oversees the Southern District of New York, the United States Attorney's Office there. So yes, you're absolutely right. Again, going to the fact that this is about as un-witch hunty as you can get when you have Trump's own Justice Department. All of his own people are the ones moving forward with this. And, you know, Trump is saying this is an attack on America. It's just wrong. This is how the legal procedures have been followed here to a T. It's a huge deal. Obviously, as many are saying, it's a huge deal that an attorney's office and the president's attorney's office, nonetheless, has been searched in this way. But the fact is, they went through the procedural duties in terms of getting a search warrant to do so. This wasn't a raid, as he's making it sound. This was, a by-the-book execution of a search warrant. And that means that several independent bodies felt that there was probable cause to move forward with the search because there may be evidence leading to a crime.
So, you know, do you, you're an attorney in New York. Do you know Cohen at all? Do you know is there anything you could tell us about him?
I don't. I mean, I don't know him personally. He's obviously been described as the fixer. I wrote in my piece that likely he is one of the number one people that Robert Mueller and his team would like to have as a witness in the Russia probe. So I think there are really interesting intersections in the special counsel's investigation with this Stormy Daniels piece. And Michael Cohen knows where the proverbial bodies are buried. He's been working with President Trump for a long time now. And look, if we take what he says as true, that President Trump really did not know anything about this $130 payment to Stormy Daniels, that he just did this sort of out of the goodness of his own heart. He took out a loan of his home equity line of credit. Just that likely isn't the first time he's done something like that. So I think we could see a lot more being undercovered about the legal practices of Michael Cohen after the fruits of this raid are borne through.
And ultimately, does this lead to some sort of leverage for federal investigators if they find something on Cohen?
Absolutely. And I touched about this on my opinion piece yesterday as well. This is what, and I've seen it every day in my practice as a white-collar criminal defense attorney, this is what federal prosecutors do in order to get leverage, in order for them to get you to cooperate in an investigation, ongoing investigation. If they have evidence of a crime you committed in another realm or even in the same situation, they will use that. They will use the threat of prosecution on that matter as leverage to get you to flip. And Robert Mueller and his team are really good at doing that. They did it with Michael Flynn. They did it with Papadopoulos, and they did it with Rick Gates. All of those people are now cooperating with the special counsel's investigation because they knew that the special counsel had information relating to other crimes. So Manafort is still a holdout, and of course he's challenging his indictments, but that's another area in which we see the special counsel, bringing forward a multi-count indictment against Manafort, I think, in an effort to get him to flip. Look, what they ultimately want is the biggest fish in the pond here, and that's Donald Trump. So anybody that has information about potential collusion with Russia, they're going to want to know that, and they'll use every method in the book that they have.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and we will be following this closely. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Caroline Polisi is a federal and white-collar criminal defense attorney in New York and contributor to CNN.